Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves His people. Truly, truly, He loves us so much. You know, many people preach against sin. We do that because sin destroys. But the Lord knows precisely how sin destroys His creation. But the person that's living by sin and trying to enjoy it, he don't see what it's doing against him. So I want to share with you some of the tactics of your enemy, Satan. There are things he just don't want you to know. Sin is something that he uses to capture people. If he can get people to defy marriage, they broke God's law. He knows that the process of sowing and reaping will work negatively against them. And he wants, and then he can hide God from man through sin. Because once a person's leavened with it, now leaven is yeast, folks. Remember the big fat yeast roll? Yeast is what make bread rise in the oven. If you didn't have yeast and you use flour without it, it would be like a tortilla. It'll be flat bread or pita bread. It wouldn't rise. But if you put yeast in it, it'll rise. And now yeast of itself is not bad. Too much is probably is just like anything else, but it represents what sin will do. Because if you take a little bit, a pinch of yeast and put it on a barrel of flour, over time it will turn the whole barrel into yeast. That's what we mean by leaven. Another word for yeast is leaven. So sin will leaven you. It will consume everything godly about you. It will turn your heart against God. Why do you think people run from Jesus Christ? Jesus came to get us out of sin. And when people love sin, they hide from Him. So why do you think that is? What happened to your godly appetite? For those who once had a great first love, they used to love God. And they used to enjoy the things of God. They enjoy good singing, good preaching, good counsel. And all they wanted to do was just do right. But the interruptions of life, when things don't go the way you expect, when you get false information and it doesn't work for you, and then you're distracted by temptation, and then it affects the way you prosper. See, sin also affects the way you prosper. Some people can sin and they look like they're making a lot of money and prospering, but that prosperity is not, it's not durable riches. Sometimes the prosperity of the wicked is illusion, even against themselves. Sometimes people feel like, well, I'm wealthy, I can do what I want. That's an illusion. Understand this, the moment a person dies, he's totally disconnected from everything he owns and every person he knows, especially if he goes to hell. Everybody, every citizen of hell, hear me good, folks. I'm saying this because I love you and I know it's real. Sometimes I say, Lord, am I being fair? I've been to hell. I know what it's like. Am I being fair with people? Am I wanting people good enough? I've been there. The Lord allowed me to see it for a moment. It's a miserable place. Every citizen of hell, hear me good, they own nothing. And they're trapped and they can't get out. They can't go where they want to go, even in hell. They can't do what they want to do, even in hell. And all they have to look forward to is nothing. They'll never drink water again. They'll never breathe the cool air of the earth again. they'll never enjoy time again. They will hate time itself. Every citizen in hell wish they could just not be. They wish they never was born. Now, it's a real place. It's not make-believe. Jesus taught about it. I've been there, but I don't believe it because I've been there. I believe it because the word warns us against going there. Now, everybody that's living now, they have a chance to live forever with Christ, with the Lord. Don't let the enemy sift your mind as wheat. Every apostle, he tried to work against them, and Peter was the chief apostle. Because, you know, Jesus said, on this rock I build my... Actually, Jesus was talking about the revelation knowledge that he had. Because he said, who do men say that I am? And Peter answered it correctly, you are the Christ. Now, Jesus turned to him and said, blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood didn't show you these things, but the Father did. And then he said, and now from now on your name is Peter. And upon this rock I build my church. The rock of revelation knowledge, what you get from God, is what, that's the knowledge that works. He knew something by the Father, not of himself. He wasn't just saying the right words. Sometimes people will say what they're expected to say. Peter was not saying per se what he was expected to say. He spoke by the knowledge of God. The Lord revealed it to Peter's heart because he was hungry to know. So if you're hungry to know God, God will bless you. Blessed are they that are hungry, for they will be filled. If you're hungry to know God, if you thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. God, you'll the Holy Spirit, he notices when people want to know him. And then he deployed people that know God in their path. That's why sometimes some of you, you're minding your own business. You happen to be listening to this broadcast at this particular time. And I'm just using this for an example. But God will send people to reach you, to say things to help you. And it's relevant. Sometimes you're minding your own business, you're at the store, and the Lord use somebody to say what you need. You may even overhear somebody talking to somebody else, and they say what you need. A stranger might walk up to you and say, I don't know you, but the Lord put this on my heart. See, God sends, he deploys his people who love him to those who have ears to hear. And see, it don't really matter what you've been up to. If you've been being bad, and you know it, God still loves you. His love don't change just because you decided to go rogue. Now, you're running out of time. God loves you. So don't be so surprised when the Lord acts on his great love for you. And when he does, repent. Obey him. Understand this. This world is full of illusions and propaganda. The things that people are persuaded to trust is not always right. And the Lord works with us to get us out of deception and into the kingdom of God so that we can live forever. No matter how bad you've been, and you know, only you know what you've done, and God knows. Watch this. When you get saved, the angels rejoice because they know another brother or another sister's going to miss hell. When the drug dealer gets killed, they see what happens to them. They see how tormented they are, and they cry. But when a drug dealer gets saved and he turns from his wickedness and he believes on Jesus, the angels rejoice, all of them. Why would they love a person that did so much evil? Why would they rejoice when they come into the kingdom of God? Because they truly do love you. The prostitute, I go even worse than that. And this will make people mad, but the people who kidnap people into prostitution. If they get saved, if the angels will rejoice when somebody like that gets saved, you know that he'll rejoice when people come to the Lord and they're hardworking people that live a mild life. So if Al Capone would have gotten saved, the angels would have rejoiced. So God's love is great, folks. God's love runs deep. It's better than man's love. Jesus died for every soul on earth. Now, people reject him. He don't just give up on them. You can study the word of God. All Ahab did when the prophet told him what was going to happen to him, he just walked softly. The Lord sent the prophet back to tell him he extended his life. Now, heaven rejoices when people come to the kingdom of God. They love you. I love you. And Jesus loves us all. God loves us all. He set it all up. So he didn't just give us a life insurance policy. He gave us the kingdom. He gave us authority here. If you walk according to his word, Satan is trying to disconnect you from all that. See, sin is what he uses. I don't like his tactics. He uses sin slavery. Once people get in sin, when they get weak enough, he start harassing their life. But when they first get into it, he just kind of bother, you know, he back off. He let them have fun with their sin. But see, they don't know the life of God, so they don't really know, they can't compare the kingdom of God to what they know already. A person that lives as a sinner all their life, they don't know how good it is to be on God's side and to be free from sin. And also, even though sin has a pleasure side, it don't fulfill. When you party and you go home, the party's over. You're not fulfilled. But when you have the life of God in you and you do things God's way, even if things don't go your way, you're still fulfilled. You have his peace. And you have the blessed assurance that you will live forever. And God is right there with you in whatever you happen to be going through to bless you throughout the process of life until you overcome. But the duration of time it takes to get from one stage to another, God will be with you and walk with you and help you and teach you just like he did me. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything is free on this website. My goal, I'm sowing, is what I'm doing. Every time people go on the website, I'm asking God to multiply the people that go on the website. It's not so I can benefit. It's free. But I want to be, the Lord told me to let not my people lack knowledge way back in like 1990. I had a vision and I've been determined to do that. If I was wealthy, if I was very wealthy, I would do even more. But I work with what I have. So the broadcast, newlivingletters.com, everything on it is free. The books, the audios, this radio broadcast is on there in real time. And the radio broadcast are longer on the website than they are on the, we play the first 15 minutes on the radio, but it's twice as long on the website. Now, go there because it's important and let people know. God loves you. He cares about you as an individual, not what you can do for him. His love for you is not based on your performance. But don't stay in sin because sin will harden your heart. Sin is designed to keep you in satanic slavery. That's all it's for. And it will hurt you. It will keep your, it will destroy your attention. It will destroy what God wants to do in your life. I don't want to see that happen. And then if you decide to follow on and know the Lord, he'll teach you and train you and bless you. And he'll help you win souls. If you love to sing, sing for God. If you love to write, write for God. If you love to preach, preach for God. If you love to act, act for God. Be an actor for God. And we need godly writers, actors, singers, performers. If you're an athlete, live in the integrity of God. Live a life that he can bless. He can help others to know him. This gives us purpose. If you want to know what your purpose is to learn and get to know God. If you learn and get to know God, he'll make sure that you bear fruit. And see, we don't bear branches, we bear fruit. And then if you bear fruit, you're effective and you can win souls. Now, God loves us so much. This is the heart of God versus sin slavery. Sin gives Satan an advantage over you. But see, whatever Satan do to you, it's going to eventually hurt him. So everybody that his kingdom set up for failure, the I put it this way, the kingdom of darkness is getting weaker by the day. Even though they may attract more people, or they may seem to attract more people, they got to pay for the people they attract. They got to pay for the lives they destroy. See, every time a soul falls in hell, that means Satan's punishment is going to be that much worse than what it already was. I believe that. Just like when you live for God and win souls, God's going to reward you not only in heaven, but in this life. You're going to be rewarded in this life, and you're going to be rewarded actually, everlasting life begins from the moment you believe on Jesus Christ. But you'll have rewards in heaven. In other words, you'll have spiritual wealth in your life. And you may not see it, but the Lord taught me about spiritual wealth. It can be whatever you need. Spiritual wealth can be whatever you need. You don't have to wait to go to heaven to access it either. If you need something on this side, if you have spiritual wealth on your life, God can bless you. And I've seen this with my eyes. I've heard it with my ears. People that obey God for years and years and years. Somebody will give them a house. Or somebody will give them a new car. But I promise you this. I have never seen God give somebody a house or a car that wasn't going about doing good. Even Christians that just get saved, I've heard a lot of testimonies. Now, somebody may leave them a car, a parent may buy their child a car, a friend may give them their car, but I'm talking about when God is behind it. When God is behind it, it's always people that were doing the will of God. They had great spiritual wealth on their life, and then God blessed them with great possessions. But see, those things, that's because spiritual wealth mounts up on our life. It's important to understand the ways of God. The heart of God is there. Sometimes people ask for great things, but they don't have spiritual wealth on their life. And you get spiritual wealth on your life by being obedient. The Lord taught me that disobedience is the first cause of poverty. Poverty is evil. Poverty is a tool of Satan, just like sin. But I'm not saying you have to be lavished and you have to have the biggest car, the biggest house, fastest car, softest bed, and the biggest big screen TV. No. The Lord, he loves you, and whatever's important to you, it's important to God too. He wants us to have good things, but not to the. It's not important to have great things, great possessions, as much as it is to be a blessing to our brothers and sisters. What good is it if I gain the whole world and do nothing about lost souls? To me, that's not. I don't want that. That's not the kind of prosperity I'm talking about at all. If I have prosperity, it's to be a blessing. Now, God has given me wisdom and knowledge. He gave me knowledge and wisdom. He taught me things. So I'm wealthy with the knowledge of God, because God taught me principles that can bless his people. Now I got a problem. I need to relay that knowledge. That's where the radio comes in and the website comes in. I need you to go and listen to it, to partake of it. If it blesses your life and helps you go forward and helps you in your business and in every endeavor that you're doing, it's going to all by you being blessed, you're going to be a blessing to your own family. And as you receive the knowledge of God, you'll pass it on to your children. Now, don't stop there, because now that you're alerted to who God is, you form a relationship with him, the Lord's going to start teaching you himself. And at that point, I did my job. Now, you're listening to the Lord yourself. And see, and your children, little eyes are watching you love God, learn of God, and obey God. And they're going to know, hey, that's the way you do it. Even if they go play with the world a while, they'll have an anchor to come back to it. You know, just like the prodigal son. He went out. He took all the money that his daddy gave him. He took his inheritance and blew it. He realized he was wrong, and he came back. Now, hopefully, your children won't be as foolish as he was. But he came back because daddy's house was better. When parents live according to God's word, they set a standard that the children will never forget. They'll never forget it. They'll have something to come back to. And your prayers will keep them safe in the meantime. But if you have wise children, they'll never go to the world in the first place. See, you don't have to go and get and suffer by the world to learn about what the world is doing. Because wisdom is crying in the street. And so people that love God, the challenge of their children is curiosity. When people are persuading them to do wrong and making them feel like they're missing out because they're not doing the deeds that they're doing, that curiosity is what Satan uses. He's always trying to get people to be sin slaves. And I love people. I don't care. I don't agree with any form of sin at all. I know what it does to people. And I hear people say, well, you're a homophobe. No. I love the homosexual. I love the fornicator, the adulterer, the liar, and the everything else that when people do a despicable deed. I love the person like Jesus loved me, which is great. And I love their soul. Now, my challenge is to get the gospel to them, because the sin in their life causes them to run the other way. And it destroys their appetite for the things of God. So I depend on the Lord to give me the anointing to break the trap that they're in. Not that I'm better than them, because if I was doing things that was cross, that was against God's word, I would want somebody to pray me in back into the kingdom of God and spend time with me and teach me so that I don't fall off the cliff that I'm going to fall off. Sin is dangerous, folks, and it causes you to be Satan's puppet. All the sins in your life is just like strings on the puppet tied to them two sticks above his head, and Satan's controlling it. Where do you think the reluctance comes from? Out of the air? Why does it pinpoint people and they happen to be in sin? They know God's ways are better. They see the blessings of God on others. They hear about people getting healed. And God loves them just the same way. See, the Lord do miracles so that it'll get people's attention. Not only God don't just want to save the children of Christians. He want to save people in other religions. And just like people in other religions think differently, many Christians disagree and think differently and variedly. But when they believe error, if they see people walking in the light, then they'll have a new standard, just like children that had godly parents. Anytime you see the Word of God in action, you see a better way of life. And the Lord wants to represent Himself to all people. It doesn't matter what religion they are. Religion is a darkness. Pure religion is a relationship with God. False religion is darkness. It's sin. It causes people to be sin slaves. In other words, people of all religions that has nothing to do with Jesus, those religions are demonic, and the people are victims because they're disconnected from covenant through Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the way it is. So He gave us the whole kingdom so that to help us help others come out of the trap of the world. And that, so that we won't be sin slaves. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. The heart of God is good, folks. Trust Him. Do your research yourself. Pray that God will send people to you when you're confused. Ask the Lord to show you. Ask Him, is that preacher right? Help me understand, Lord. That's what you need to do. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.